Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
I'm all you've got, quite frankly. I'm all you've got. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You got Dimitri live and dangerously local, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It is the audio path of totality. Thank you, thank you. And the force multiplier of truth. Now, Thursdays and Fridays, you might be wondering, well, Dimitri, if you're live and dangerously local only Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, what are we going to do for our Dimitri fix for the rest of the work week? I'm glad you asked. Thursdays and Fridays, it's Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. It's a little bit different from the live, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Thursdays and Fridays, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. And that's on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, still the audio path of totality. All right, enough of this. So, and you can also see the show, which is, there's really not much to see. A high school graduate talking into a microphone, and a mic flag, a Big Willie with a little yellow duck on it from the Nail City Jeep Club, courtesy of Miss Elvira. Anyway, you can see it on Rumble. Rumble is like YouTube, only without the censorship. It is free, and all you have to do is sign up and get an account, and you can watch the show. You can watch what's left of my broadcasting career. You can just watch it swirling around the dream. So by all means, please do so. Dimitri spelled with three I's. There are other Dimitris, by the way, on Rumble. They have different, you know, last names and all that, but mine is spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. And the last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to it. All right, so we've got all that going on. We got Mr. Big Willie's going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news, talking about how he's helping the show so much, doing this, that, and the other, and Punky. Somebody sent me a picture saying this is Punky. Now, I don't know if that's actually Punky or not. I wonder if I can show our friends on Rumble. Let's see if I can... see, there was a picture of, somebody sent me a picture of Punky. Who the hell was it now? Where, let me see if I can find it. Oh, God, where is this thing? Here we go. let's see if, can I, can't expand this. Anyway, it's a, they're saying this is Punky. Blonde hair, cute as can be, a red hat, great teeth, almost too great. Anyway, so they're telling me that that's Punky. Is that Punky? Is that the one who sells the deep fried Oreos? I don't know. If this is actually Punky, she actually looks pretty damn good, I gotta say. She's gotta do better than deep fried Oreos, though. I mean, God almighty. Oh, just the thought of it makes me want to just hurl. Or is that just the thought of Mr. Big Willie? Yes, I think that's it. Anyway, Mr. Big Willie will be joining us after the 8 o'clock news, after you hear his stupid theme song. And he's going on and on and on about, you know, whatever. And, boy, his wife. I feel his common-law wife, Christy. I can't get over how he talks about her, saying how she was not dressed up properly for the Guernsey County thing that they had, some big event there, this radio station, and all the Guernsey Countyans were there saying, where's Dimitri, where's Dimitri, where's Dimitri? But he was saying his wife didn't get dressed up or whatever, and that this, that, and the other. And it's just, it is. I would not be surprised if someday Christy just snaps, just snaps, and does something absolutely terrible, and then stands before the judge and says temporary insanity. I couldn't imagine any judge and jury disagreeing with her. So watch for that. That is my prediction. All right. So there's that going on now. If you want to hear how the swamp, the deep state, the swamp, tries to convince you that perpetual war is a good idea, and that this war invading Iran, bombing it, and now they're sending 2,500 Marines just to on standby, waiting for any excuse, real or imagined, to put boots on the ground. I mean, this is beyond insane. Oh, and the other thing that I predicted as soon as the war started was, because again, all of this is to distract you from the Epstein files. Literally not one person charged at the Epstein files here in America or DOJ or whatever. And now they're trying to reclassify some of the documents that they had put out there. And it is just a god-awful mess. I warned you. As soon as the war, we started bombing Iran, I said, you mark my words. This is all about a distraction for the Epstein files. And if this doesn't work, the next thing they're going to do, and I said this weeks ago, they're going to invade Cuba. And sure enough, now we're getting all these stories. Well, there's no power in Cuba because they don't have any oil coming from Venezuela because we invaded Venezuela and got their president and all that. And Trump is going on and on about how he could take Cuba and that we'll see how it turns out and this, that, and the other. The Epstein files are the elephant in the middle of America's living room. And he's doing, he of all the people on this earth, you feel a sense of betrayal for MAGA Nation? Of all the people on this earth, you, President Trump, you, he's going on and on about Cuba. Meanwhile, he's begging countries to help him keep the Straits of Hormuz open. I thought we had a Navy. I thought we had 5,000 ships there and umpteen different aircraft carriers. And he's going to these different countries saying, would you help us here? And the UK is saying, no. And Japan is going, not really. And some of these others, and I'm going, wait a minute. We've got the largest Navy on Earth. We have more ships and vessels and submarines and, you know, everything than all the other countries combined. And we're begging for help for the Straits of Hormuz? And there's going to be a little excursion, and it's just a couple of weeks to flatten the curve, or in this case, flatten Iran. And now he's talking about Cuba, like I predicted. And yet no one's talking about Bibi Netanyahu except Dmitry. It is incomprehensible to me that this man is not showing his face if he's alive. This is a war. You're the leader of Israel, for God's sake. This is the war that you have wanted for so long. You've had wet dreams about invading Iran, destroying Iran, because Iran, again, the mullahs are horrible. And, you know, there are possible nuclear weapons and all that. I get it, but that's between Israel and Iran. But Bibi Netanyahu, who essentially owns the American political system because they know how to play the game right. They're not breaking any laws. They know how to do it properly to buy all of these politicians, including West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito. Where is the leader of Israel? He's got to be front and center. Look, even Ukraine, I am no fan of Zelensky. And of course, I'm no fan of Russia either. I mean, my God, they're beyond horrible. But at least Zelensky, think about this. As soon as the Russians invaded Ukraine, and shame on Russia and Putin, and just they're the bad guys here. But when they invaded Ukraine, what did Zelensky do? He could have taken a plane out, or he could have said, hey, I'm here, we're fighting, give us the ammunition, we're going to be fighting back. Zelensky was all over the TV. He was all over the place, meeting with different leaders, doing everything, being a leader, whatever else you might think of him. There's a war. He's the leader of that country. They're being invaded. He's out there everywhere. Look at Zelensky. And then try to find Bibi Netanyahu. Where the hell is he? Not meeting with any world leaders, not holding any news conferences, not rallying the troops. Nothing. Hold on, let me get the right hotkey. Nothing. There you go. We spare no expense when it comes to top quality hotkeys. Here. All right, shut up. Would you shh? Thank you. I'm watching the network news this morning, prepping for this show. Fox News. They actually had a correspondent in Tel Aviv. By the way, they're not showing you any of the damage in Tel Aviv. They're not showing you hardly any damage at all in Israel. Because that would be bad for American morale, because we already hate this war that Israel dragged us into. They're not showing us hardly any damage at all. But they're also not showing us the leader of the country. Think about this. And the network news station, news networks with their different newscasts, nothing. I would say that might be the single most important story so far of this war, that Iran has killed Bibi Netanyahu. Now, I want to stress, I have no smoking gun evidence that he has been killed. But the only realistic conclusion that a semi-rational person could draw, even a high school graduate, is that Iran either killed him or wounded him so badly that he can't show his face in public. And for Israel to have had those two, I think there were two AI videos that purportedly showed Bibi Netanyahu drinking coffee, doing whatever, and they were called out immediately on X Twitter, called out immediately, and they immediately pulled down those videos. Now, if those videos were real, they wouldn't have pulled them down. They would have said, that's nonsense. This is real. This is what happened. They pulled them down. So again, you've got to ask, why are they creating AI videos of Bibi Netanyahu? And then as soon as they're called out, they pull them down. You don't see him anywhere. Zelensky is everywhere to this day. Churchill was everywhere. You know, whenever there were, anytime there's a war, your leader has got to lead. He's got to rally the troops. He's got to reassure the nation. He's got to be giving you all good information. He's got to be a leader. Bibi Netanyahu, you can't even find him except on fake AI videos put out by the Israeli government. I'm telling you, either he is dead or he is so wounded that he can't show his face in public. This is a big story and nobody else is talking about it. Again, I have no smoking gun evidence, but I don't know what else it could possibly be. Why isn't anybody else talking about this? When I tell you I'm all you've got, it's because I'm all you've got. Nobody else is talking about this. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Big Willie 105.5 and also the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. Speaking of our West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Lauren Boebert, a congresswoman from Colorado, pretty hot, I like her. The same GOP senators who voted to keep giving welfare to non-citizens are now opposing passage of the Save America Act via a standing filibuster. The standing filibuster seems to be the best way to go to try to get this thing passed, because the Republican-controlled Senate, filled with rhinos who hate Trump because they hate you, are doing everything possible to keep our elections rigged. Because if our elections were no longer rigged, if we have the Save America Act passed, then all of these rhinos would be losing their seats in the Republican primaries. That's what this is all about. The ruling class within the Republican Party knows that they are frauds, and that if you had fair elections, the Tea Party people and the Perot people and the Trump people would be voting them out of office in the primaries. That's what's going on here. So Lauren Boebert, Colorado, a congresswoman, the same GOP senators who voted to keep giving welfare to non-citizens, giving welfare to non-citizens, are now opposing passage of the Save America Act via standing filibuster. There are a lot of these Republicans. Oh, look. Shelley Moore Capito is listed for each one. Shelley Moore Capito voting to give welfare to non-citizens and opposing the passage of the Save America Act via a standing filibuster. Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino. Do you hear her doing anything to push this thing through? Anything at all? Of course not, because she knows so well that if you have elections that are not rigged, if you have voter ID, she and her buddies, her fellow rhinos in the Senate, would have no chance of surviving a Republican primary. That's what this is all about. Mr. Big Willie coming up after the 8 o'clock news. Stay tuned.